Rock 107 WIRX. WIRX.com. 621 Brock Hunter. Yes. All right, we got to get to it. Sportsy time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So coming up on the weekend, when you're going to be partying, you're set to go, man. You're so set to go.
Down, son.
Yeah, son.
That's right. Excited for the weekend, actually. All right, let's kick it off with some scores here, man. Major League Baseball yesterday. Rays beat the Tigers 5-2. Angels beat the White Sox 9-3. Phillies beat the Cubs 17-8.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I'm going to repeat that. The Phillies beating the Cubs 17-8.
Is it just me?
Like a video game?
I feel like this season, the MLB season, has had massive scores, like all season long. All season long.
Are there three-pointers in baseball now? I mean, if you hit that guy in the stands over there, that's worth four. Man, that's crazy, though. 17. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's nuts, dude. That's nuts. Yeah, back in like the 1920s when, you know pitchers were terrible.
Is the ball bigger? Is the bat harder? It's that sunscreen they can't put on the ball. That's, their hands, or whatever they're using.
They cracked down. We talked about it at the beginning of the season. The MLB cracked down on pitchers doing anything to, adjust their pitch.
Mm-hmm. Man. Hey, you know what? I like that, though. Makes it exciting, I guess.
Yeah,
more
that's
runs,
true.
More scores, the more you're cheering. That's for sure. Today, Tigers going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Rays at 7:10. White Sox going to be in Texas playing the Rangers at 8:05. Cubs and Milwaukee playing the Brewers at 8:10 tonight. So
Nice.
All right, let's get over to the NFL because that's really what we want to talk about, right? NFL last night. Dude, awesome game. Killer game. Dude, I watched every bit of it up until, like, seriously, the last 2 minutes, and I dozed off. I'm like, damn it. I woke up this morning, and I was like, who won? Wait, what? So, Washington football team, 30. New York Giants, 29. Very close game last night. Dustin Hopkins connected on his second attempt at a game-winning field goal. Give the Washington football team a 30-29 win over the New York Giants last night. Hopkins missed from 48 as time expired. But, wait, there's more. The play was called back on an offensive call on the Giants' an offside call on the defensive lineman, Dexter Lawrence. Taylor Heinicke threw for 336, two touchdowns. Dude, he killed it last night. Heinicke had a couple passes, man. I'm like, woo! Where's this guy coming from?
Yeah.
Dude, they had so it was like 2 minutes left in the game. Come down, they scored, and then Heinicke gets the ball. Takes him two plays. Boom! Right to the sideline, runs up for about 70 yards, and then he whips one in the end zone. I'm like, damn, dude, this game is crazy. So if you missed that last night, you missed a good game. Monday, listen to this. Here we go. There's some games coming up. Lions going to be in Green Bay playing the Packers at 8:15. What do you think?
I mean, if we play at all like we did this past Sunday, we're in a rough spot. But I don't think that will be the case. I don't think that's going to happen.
So Aaron got beat up so badly this past week. I don't think there's any other option for Green Bay but to play phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, they really need
to. So the Lions fans, you really rubbed it in this week, but it might not work out for you. You might have a pissed off Aaron Rodgers. And when the MVP of last season is pissed off, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. We'll see. You know, maybe he's just so beat down.
See, the Packers usually, in my experience, they have a pretty decent start, and then they'll have like that midseason slump that they need to pick up from. You know, it's almost like
it's like
start
August
up
golf.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like nobody wants to play golf in August.
I feel good about it, but of course, any given Sunday. And I also felt good about the Saints. And Jesus. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
That was the Saints, though. Saints are pretty decent.
They are good. And too, I think I fell into the same category that so many people did, is that Drew Brees left and was like, oh, the Saints are done, which is so far. Drew was just such he was an integral piece, but still a small piece when you look at their defense, even their second, or their, I shouldn't even say second string, like their co-quarterback. Yeah, so I don't feel too bad about it. I do feel a little bad because we didn't score a single effing touchdown, and it was just an unbelievable breakdown on all ends. But I think the Packers are probably going to run away with this one, but we'll see. So,
and you know what? Catch that game on Monday, 8:15 on Rock 107 WIRX.
Bet your
damn
ass.
Right.
You bet your ass you can, yeah.
That's pretty cool. We're broadcasting the games now. So, yeah, if you can't get the Lions game, there you go. Listen to it. Do some fishing or something. More games over the weekend. Rams going to be in Indianapolis playing the Colts. Who do you take?
Rams.
Take the Rams?
Yeah.
Bengals going to be in Chicago playing the Bears. Who do you take?
Bears.
Yeah, you got it to go with the Bears here, man. Come on, Chicago. You got it. So, there you go. There's some games, the local games over the weekend. You said you had a Tom Brady story?
So Tom Brady has suggested that he could play until he's 50.
Dude.
So he was chatting with Rob Gronkowski.
I knew that was this is going to happen at some point.
He suggested that he wants to keep playing until he's 45. Well, he just turned 44. But he may have just dashed the hopes of all the haters out there. In a new video with Rob, he asked Tom if he thinks he could play until he's 50, and Tom said yes. Here's the actual audio.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately.
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state, so I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Anybody else, or just even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'd say there's no way an NFL quarterback it can play
you
until
know what's
no
wild?
One.
During that first game, the first game when it was Tampa and Cowboys, they were talking about, his age and, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. His throwing motion has gotten faster.
Yeah.
Since as he's getting older, it's getting faster, which is, it's not like he's not running faster, but a lot of times QBs, as you get older, man, your arm gets tired. You saw it with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal thrower.
Drew Brees, though, had multiple injuries that eventually just plagued him later on in his career. Brady, right, outside of a few, and he hasn't had any arm injuries. So, if you keep Brady protected,
do you think he can play to 50?
I think so, absolutely. If he wants to. But Hunter, look at what they did last year. Okay, look at what they accomplished, and Brady doesn't get hit.
Jesus, dude, he's 44.
Yeah, yeah.
What the? Every time I think about that, I'm like, damn.
And nutrition.
I'm 36, dude, and
nutrition gets better. Training gets better. Recovery gets better. All of those things. I don't think it's out of the question. If he stays protected, what keeps him from shotgunning in the pocket and doing quick little dumps every once in a while, throwing the long ball? I mean, of course his arm's not what it used to be. No one's is. But it's not much far off than what it was when he started.
I think it's just as good.
He's not a running quarterback. All he has to do is do either a three-step drop and dump it off or shotgun and throw it and stay protected. They should invest in nothing but great linemen to keep him protected. If he doesn't get hit, why can't he play till 50? No reason why he couldn't.
Here's the thing. I got a question. I asked one of my buddies this the other day. Do you think Tom Brady not being able to run almost works out to his advantage because it's just not an option?
I think so.
Like, it's not an option in his head when he's sitting in the pocket. So he's like, all right, I'm not gonna bail out. I'm just gonna dump the ball off or just throw it out. I think it's helped him in his career, and it's helped with quick decision making. That's one less thing he's got to worry about.
How they build the team around him too. They're getting receivers that get open. They're building linemen that keep him protected. They're building running backs that know how to block and then also do the option. Like, it's built around a throwing quarterback. Because, yeah, he's not a runner. He's never been a runner, and that's fine. You adjust the team that way. He's not doing the quarterback option, all right? And he's not doing, sneaks might go out of that. I will say Brady's always, he's done a few decent sneaks in his career. Those might start going out the window as he approaches 50. But, dude, he didn't lose a step. He won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, what else is, he didn't win it. His team won it. But obviously, building around that quarterback.
50 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will it happen? I don't think so. Could it happen? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nuts,
well,
dude.
We'll see. We got 6 more years of Tom Brady. Tom Brady haters out there, like, dude, damn it, dude. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get rid of this guy. Anyway, man, there you go. All right. Wow. Fit, dude.
We can't kill it.
He's got something in his hand.
Yeah. It says another Super Bowl ring. Son of a bitch.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right.
All right. There you go. Hey, we got a big weekend full of football.
I like it. Is that it for sports?
And enjoy it. That's it.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Good morning, 7:25. Brock Hunter.
It's a sledgehammer.
You ever take off any sweet jumps? Let's get to it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you go, ka-ch, you know you're getting the good stuff. All right. Ka-ch, glug 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 glug.
Ka-ch. There you go.
Nailed it.
Anyway, we got some baseball scores, but you know what? Hell with them, because here's a guy who wants to talk about football. Boom. Let's get right to it, man. NFL. Last night, there was a game, and it was absolutely fantastic, man. Washington football team, which I picked yesterday, beat your New York Giants 30-29.
Barely.
That's right, son.
Barely.
That's right. But, dude, I got up to, like, I dozed off with, like, 2 minutes left last night. It was the worst time to fall asleep. But, yeah, I guess Dustin Hopkins connected on his second attempt at a game-winning field goal to give the Washington football team a 30-29 win over the New York Giants last night.
You get tired, you little bitch.
Yeah, shut up, dude. It was late. It was like midnight. I was struggling hard because I knew it was a great game the whole time.
Like,
I got to watch the end of this.
Yeah.
Shut up. You didn't even get through the first quarter, probably. Well, you don't even have cable. What am I talking about?
Little bitch.
Shut up. There are some games this weekend, man. Bengals going to be in Chicago playing the Bears. 1 o'clock. Who do you pick?
Bears, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't care if for some reason the Bengals and the Browns become the greatest teams ever. I will never, ever, ever pick a team from Ohio. Ever.
Yep. Yep.
Garbage there, state, man. Garbage teams.
All right. Come on, Chicago. Let's go. Yep. Let's go. You got this, man. Los Angeles, the Rams going to be in Indianapolis playing the Colts. Who do you pick?
Rams.
You pick the Rams?
Yes.
Sorry, Brian, but I think the Rams got this, man.
Yeah.
Stafford played phenomenal last week. Yeah, if my gut goes with the Rams. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm sorry.
I'm not, Brian. Suck it.
I know you're not sorry at all. Monday's game. This is the big one. Lions going to be in Green Bay playing the Packers. This is an easy one. Lions got this, bro.
Easy. You know what? I can't even be mad. After the way the Packers played against the Saints, 37-3. I mean, honestly, can't even be mad about that.
All right, Lions fans, you know what? Last week, the last couple drives, the last quarter showed some hope. As a Packer fan, Brock, where do you stand right now? So if you're going to speak for you Packers fans,
I mean,
how do you go into this game? What are your feelings?
We're fine. It's the first game of the season against a tough team. I think everyone went into that game mentally going, oh, we have the reigning MVP taking on a team who lost their franchise quarterback. I think everyone has underplayed the Saints for the most part, myself included. It's like, oh, Drew Brees is gone. The team's, they're in shambles. He was such a small part of that in a sense. If you look at their amazing defense, they got an insane running back. Not making excuses. We did. We played terribly. We should have still been able to put points on the board. But I think we just got to move on from that. We got, like, the worst of the worst out of the way. I think we're going to run away with it from the Lions. I think the team's going to be mad. We're going to be in Green Bay. And, yeah, I think it's going to be one of those where it's like, all right, yeah. Yeah,
that's the feeling that I'm having. It's like, yeah, pissed off Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
I mean, you guys, it was fun and games until the guy shows up the next week, you know, a little angry from getting beat up on the internet. Man,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So, hey, by the way, catch that game. Lions in Green Bay, 8:15 Monday on Rock 107 WIRX right here. You can watch that game because I know sometimes we get screwed, man.
Yeah.
Because Chicago, a lot of Lions fans around here, the Chicago games get played. So We took care of that, so you can still listen.
Well, I'm super happy about that because, of course, it has to be at 8 o'clock at night. That's 15 minutes before I usually go to bed. So, super. I'm going to be super tired on Tuesday, but that's all right. Worth
it. All good. All right, moving on. Hey, here's a guy who likes to talk about football. More football. NCAA over the weekend. Saturday's games. Michigan State going to be in Miami at noon. You can catch that on Super Hits 103.7. Northern Illinois going to be at number 25. Oh, Michigan. Hanging at number 25.
Nice,
right? Northern
nice.
Illinois at Michigan at noon. You can catch that on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Western Michigan going to be in Pittsburgh noon. Purdue at Notre Dame 2:30. Eastern Michigan at UMass 3:30. Central Michigan at LSU 7:30. So a lot of football over the weekends.
Or football.
Over the weekend. You're the guy who wants to watch football. I just want to drink beers and watch football. And
that's it.
Eat
that's
nachos it. And... wings and that's one of the greatest things about fall, Brock. It's here.
The food or football?
The food, the football, the yeah. beers, the falling of the leaves. Just that. That's, I don't know. That fall vibe is here.
I agree.
There you go. So football over the weekend. Enjoy it. Hope your team does well. And
except for you, Brian. Hope your team loses.
Except for you, Brian. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.